Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Max McNown, along with AJR, playing December 13th at Aganis Arena. You can buy tickets for that show right now if you go to LiveNation.com or Ticketmaster.com. Bring a new unwrapped toy for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys. Had a chance to sit down with Max McNown via video last week. And he's going to talk about his toxic trait for the holidays, Kennedy, which I think as a young couple, you may remember this when you first got married and what things were like with you and your ex-husband. Okay, just follow along for that.
All right.
And then, you know, if you've not heard of him, like I said, he's a newer artist. And we were just talking about like his vibe. I don't want to compare one artist to another artist. But, you know, you think like Lumineers or Nathaniel Rateliff or Noah Kahan, right? You're kind of in that vibe. And that's what we were talking about.
It's like intimate rock. It's vulnerable rock. It's like rock that it's lyric driven. But it is the joke online that I've seen about Noah Kahan is he writes the most depressing songs you've ever heard to the happiest tunes you could possibly sing.
Yes.
And he's actually one of my greatest inspirations, Noah Kahan. So, yeah, I mean, I'd love to follow that path.
Have you written any lyrics where when you got done writing it, you were like, this is either the greatest thing I've ever written or I'm going to have to apologize to somebody for this?
Not really, to be honest. There have been vulnerable songs that I've wondered if I should put out. Our minds are always kind of changing and shifting. And I think sometimes I'll listen to a song so many times that what I once was extremely passionate about and firm on, I will be like, maybe I shouldn't. And it's like when you say a word too many times and it doesn't make any sense. That happens to me with a lot of songs, but I try to stay away from too much controversy, so I haven't really had anything.
Okay.
You know, there are a couple statements about getting married young in the next album, and just because that's kind of my experience I'm going through right now. Mm-hmm. And everybody does things differently, so I'd say like those lines maybe would be the closest to I don't want to outcast anybody, but at the same time, I want to write songs that are me. So mm-hmm. I want to make sure that, you know, I'm not mean. I'm just saying how I did it, and I'm happy how I'm doing it.
I was married when I was, I think, 24 years old. So it's a life changing.
I just got married at 24.
Congratulations.
I'm 24 now. Yeah. Yeah. Thank you.
So now that you're getting into these bigger rooms, every artist has that ritual, pre-show ritual. Are there crystals? Are you doing push-ups?
Make cocaine.
Listen, everybody, it's rock and roll, baby. Let her rip.
No. We are the most chill. There's an iPhone game called Brawl Stars. Shout out Brawl Stars.
Oh, my God. My son loves this game. Of course, he's going to be 15 this week. So,
well, I've probably played against him. And he's probably lasered me, and I've probably rage quit.
Oh, my God.
I play a lot of Brawl Stars backstage. No. Backstage is filled with journaling, Brawl Stars, and naps. And then once it's go time, I usually about an hour before the show, I kick out any of the guests that I had, and I kind of get into show mode.
Right.
And I start with a 15 to 20 minute vocal warm up, Kristen Rogers is my vocal coach, and she was out with Hozier for a while, and now she's with Post Malone, and she's wow. She's incredible. So I have voice memos from the first day we ever worked together, and she taught me some stuff, and I still listen to them after 2 years before every single show. And so after that, usually I do Honey Drop, a Honey Lemon Drop. And then we usually just circle up. We say a quick prayer, typically centered around gratitude and just anything we're worried about right now. It's nice to zoom out before you go on stage and realize that no matter what happens, it's such a gift to be doing what we're doing.
With it being the holidays, what is your toxic holiday trait? Do you wait and buy gifts the day before? Or are you judging wrapping paper?
So my toxic holiday trait, definitely procrastination. And being recently married, my wife loves to get gifts right after Halloween. So we have not had any trouble. We have a list of all of the family members. I've never been someone who's gotten all my family members' gifts. There's seven of us in my family. And just last year, for the first time, I got a gift for each of them.
Know it's from your wife. They know it's
exactly. It's like the dad watching the kids open gifts on Christmas morning and he has no idea what they got. Yeah, that's basically going to be what it's like. But I would say the most toxic trait I have, I used to do it with my siblings. I would be always the first one to wake up, and I would first go down. It would usually be about 5:30 or 6 a.m. I can never sleep later than that on Christmas morning. And I would walk down and sit in front of the Christmas tree and listen to Frank Sinatra and Michael Bublé sing Christmas songs for about 20 to 30 minutes. And then immediately when that was done, I would run and jump up and down on the beds of all my siblings and wake them up far before they want to be awake, because it's Christmas and they need to get going.
Get out of bed.
Yeah, exactly. And you'd think that I would have grown out of that, but I think if I was living at home, I'd still do it.
We appreciate you taking a few minutes to chat with us. We're super excited to have you come in and play this holiday show for us here in Boston. And we'll see you when you get to town. We should have a lot of fun.
Love it. Thank you so much.
All right. Nice to talk to you, Max. Take it easy.
Yeah. Good talking to you.
All right. There he is, Max McNeil.
What a sweet boy.
Right?
He is like a nice guy, huh?
I love that.
He is. And, you know, he really garnered a lot of views and clicks on social media. So you can see he is very comfortable in front of the camera. You know, a lot of artists, when they're first coming out, it's kind of hard to get stuff out of them. But he was super comfortable. It was an engaging conversation. I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can't wait to see him perform.
Yeah, for sure.
I think he's going to crush it. Again, if you want to get tickets for Deck the Hall Ball, Kennedy and I are going to be performing again this year.
Woo woo.
Yep, we're going to be starting rehearsals very soon. We're adding 22 songs to the repertoire this year, Dan.
Full two-hour set.
Absolutely not.
And then AJR is going to do two songs, and Max is going to do two songs, and that'll be the show. No, that's not entirely true. Anyway, we do remind you, if you're coming to the show, please, a new unwrapped toy for our 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.